Wide crew, what is going on? This is the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. That's me, EG3, Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, for the podcast, the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. You know the deal is, but if this is your first time downloading and listening to this podcast, all things from the previous division in NASCAR, Kimball World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, previous divisions, and all of motorsports on this edition, this show, July 4th weekend, even though I'm recording this just after I getting off of a really busy work week here in Manhattan, Kansas, July 2nd, 2021. This episode will not go up until, this could be a shorter episode, actually. I was actually planning on this being a tad shorter, because I do have, later on this evening, actually, I will be recording another episode with a new special guest on the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, so that, you ask, that episode won't be coming out till Tuesday night at some point as well. I'm very excited to have that guest to talk to later on tonight. But when this podcast comes out, you already know who this is going to be on the show. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. So that's why I'm keeping y'all tuned in to the Three Wide NASCAR podcast. That ended abruptly with the Three Wide podcast there. So doing two shows on this Friday. Kind of a busy week. Like I said, summer is off and running, obviously. This is the back end of the weekend. The first, we're already in July already, and things have picked up here in Manhattan, and also obviously things picked up on the racetrack too. But on this episode, I'm gonna be focusing more on a lot of news that's been going on in NASCAR world, including a jaw-dropper of an update there. So I'll get to that momentarily, but kind of like put a cap to the Pocono weekend. I did the episode last week's episode of the podcast focused on Nashville and part one of Pocono, and I recorded that podcast right after a stunning last lap, which featured Kyle Larson, was on his way to continue his win streak, but it was not to be. This case was Alex Bowman getting the win, and kind of to tie a bow into that, obviously, I wouldn't go on show leaving y'all without the, without leaving y'all with the suspense. So, part two of Pocono, man, this thing came, and that's interesting enough, because the last two or three races have come down to absolute strategy. In this case here, you had going forward not Kyle Larson, obviously, because he had to start in the rear of the field. He had more issues, well, actually from pre-race issues, so he had to go to the back of the field. I mean, you already have, what's worse, either starting dead last or starting from the 20th, or actually from, he was going to start in the teens, actually, due to his stunning results from Pocono number one. But yep, this all came down to strategy. Two of the last three races have come down to strategy and none other. Fuel game. I talked about this. Now, I was spot on. I probably said this on the last episode, but I probably did not, so I'm going to repeat it again. I was spot on when the Cup Series, before that Cup race at Nashville, I said, you know, we haven't had one of these in quite some time, obviously. Most of these nowadays go down to the green, white, checkered finish. But Nashville was like that. Kyle Larson was absolutely superb into doing whatever he was doing, trying to save fuel there. Got the win there, obviously. You fast forward 2 weeks later, and Pocono is definitely known for its strategy, for the fuel strategy, especially late in the races, and we saw that again last Sunday afternoon there. You had the last pit stop there, you had probably half the fuel come in. There were some tires and fuel and some adjustments there. But I gotta tell you though, huge. I mean, Joe Gibbs Racing stepped up to the plate here in this instance there, and Kyle Busch. Wow. I mean, Kyle Busch, as of late, the last few weeks, it has been the best Joe Gibbs Racing car driver to this point, leading the JGR Brigade. And it looked like for a moment there, he was going to run right up there up front for most of the day with William Byron and those guys. Kyle Larson worked his way through the field. At one point, Kyle Larson, too, he had issues as well. So, but how did he pull it off? Well, Kyle Busch had made an extra pit stop, and he was in fourth gear. The dude was stuck in fourth gear in the second half of the race. He had one of the faster cars throughout the day, and then fourth gear happened, had issues with that, lost multiple spots every time the race got restarted, right? So, turned out that he came down. Well, at that point, we didn't know at that point. So, at that point, well, you know it wasn't going to come down to, we all didn't think that he was going to win, right? This dude was out to lunch. Let's just be truthful about it. I thought the dude was done. I thought he was done. Out of contention for not for the win. Out of contention for a top 5, top 10 finish. Like that. So, and now, you turn your attention to the last quarter of the race there. You had that going on there. Alex Bowman retaking the lead at that point. And at this point, Chase Elliott tried to fake out the competition, which he probably, at a moment he had a succession, but NASCAR had to call him back. He was lucky he even started up front, because that triggered out reactions there. Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain get together there. And then later on, Bell and Elliott get together there. And Chase Elliott had to make multiple stops there. But at the end of the day there, Kyle Busch there, set up there. When I think William Byron, I was stunned there. William Byron was up front for majority of the race last weekend. And then remember, I'm talking about race two now. I already talked about race one, last edition of the podcast. So you missed out on that. Please download it wherever you get your podcast, 3Wide NASCAR podcast. But yeah, Kyle Busch, once again, getting it done there at that moment of time. So you got to say, wow, how did this guy get it done? Where pretty much you would have told me that Kyle Busch there would be the winner of this race after having problems in the second half of the race. I would have laughed in your face and told you absolutely not. But wow, how the fine line turns there, how things work out. Well, you come back in down pit road, and this is how really the last couple years, when it comes down to this type of strategy, that this is where the last few years that some of the races have come down to, that other drivers come back down right before the race restarts. They come back down and get another splash of fuel. We've seen this. If you're new to NASCAR, I can point out several instances where the driver who won the race, it was the one that came back down and got a little bit more splash of fuel than others. More particularly, you see this at Talladega lately. Daytona Talladega lately. And some other racetracks too. But we haven't been seeing it this much. So this is two of the last three races that this thing has come down to strategy. And Kyle Busch picking up win number two of the year of the season. Oh, how big was that for him after earlier in that same day? I believe it was yesterday that he got passed by John Hunter Nemechek once again. And this has been a theme of 2021 when it comes down to Kyle Busch Motorsports in the Truck Series. John Hunter Nemechek, Kyle Busch, battling out. And remember, Kyle Busch owns the Ford truck, which John Hunter Nemechek runs, right? I believe that's John Hunter's fifth win of the year. I think I mentioned that. Yes, I did. I mentioned that in the last episode of the podcast. So you turn back around there and then kind of to rewind it even back even further before the Kyle Busch heroics in Pocono Part 2. You had the Xfinity Series and Austin Cindric continuing to be dominant. No surprise here. As everything worked in the favor after course last week, he got caught up and barely got caught up in that hard hit on the front stretch there at Nashville. But the Pocono Green 225 recycled by J.P. Mascaro and Sons, Austin Cindric. And this was too close to call too, because it looked like there for a minute that he was just going to walk away with this thing. Turns out that Ty Gibbs... And an interesting stat on Ty Gibbs. We'll get to that in a second. There, last it was the lap before the white flag came out. A stupid lap car, I forget who it was, but slowed Cindric down. And then he lost a lot of time. And how fitting is it that Ty Gibbs made up a crap ton of time on that. And then, right there, he was right there in the thick of trying to steal one away from Austin Cindric. And then, you know, at a last gasp there, if there was another lap there, things would have got really interesting. I know Ty Gibbs said in his post-game that he would have moved him out of the way. And rightfully so, I believe it, because this guy ain't intimidating nobody. We've seen it all year to this point. It's early July. We've seen it to this point. Every time Ty Gibbs enters the field, this dude just quietly works himself up there in the top 10 stage one, right? Next thing you know, after the end of stage two, he's right in the top five, and then he's right up there contending for the win. That's like progression in NASCAR. And we've seen that 54 Toyota for JGR run up front all year long, and that's not going to change moving forward at all. But Ty Gibbs, there was a stat that was talked about on the NBC broadcast. 7 of 8 starts for Ty Gibbs, or really all of his starts, really, have ended up either in a... Let's just put it this way. I know there's one of those finishes was, like, outside of top two, but he's least finished at least all these races in the top three. No later than the top three. And so, would have been definitely interesting to see, and Ty Gibbs is somewhat a man of his word. Would have been definitely interesting to see what he would have done there if he got even that close. But he was that close to sniffing out the back bumper of the 22 of Austin Cindric, kind of to put us to wrap on the race, the Pocono race there for the Xfinity Series. Austin Cindric, once again, the year winner of the race. Ty Gibbs finishing second, Justin Allgaier third, Noah Gregson putting down a fourth place finish, followed by AJ Allmendinger. Remember, Xfinity and Cup Series, Road America, with a Cup Series debuting at Road America for the first time. This weekend, when this podcast comes out, it'll be race day, obviously with weather pending, but wow, Road America, July 4th weekend, America, celebrating America's birthday, can't go any better than that. AJ Allmendinger finished 5th spot there, round up the top 10, Daniel Hemric, Brandon Jones, Jeb Burton, Josh Berry, obviously wrapped up his stint with Junior Motorsports, his 12th race spent. His stint with them, but he's been running a couple of the races with Jordan Anderson machine at 31. Well, he finished 9th spot, and Myatt Snyder wrapping out the top 10 there. Well, that's not what I wanted there. Let's get out of that. Okay, and Myatt Snyder routing out the field with a 10th place finish.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
John Hunter Nemechek, Kyle Busch, Austin Cindric, your winners from the Pocono weekend. Four races that happened went down last weekend. Alex Bowman winning part one of Pocono, Kyle Busch taking part two, and Austin Cindric, John Nemechek continue to be dominant in their respective series. Eddie Greeter third. This is the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. And turning around now to run in the rest of the top 10 from Pocono Part 2. Here I'm recording this on a Friday, a little bit of different location. I'm not going to tell you guys. I'm still in Manhattan, Kansas, but doing this a little bit, recording a little bit differently. So I don't have my normal setup, but I did bring my laptop, so have that going right here. Kyle Busch wins. Kyle Larson finishing in the second spot there after basically starting shotgun through the field. And at one point, I thought he was going to be in trouble there. But yet another strong weekend where Kyle Larson picks up a bunch of points. And I think at that point, he picked up another playoff point here and there as well. Brad Keselowski finishing in the third spot. Kevin Harvick, a four appearance in here. Harvick finishing the fourth spot. How about Bubba Wallace? Now, I know a lot of attention has been on Trackhouse, and definitely so. I'm going to get to that. Don't worry. But Bubba Wallace, huge. Getting a top five finish. The first top five finish for 23-11 Racing. Big. This best big for them right there. Bubba Wallace there. He was in the top 15, top dozen throughout the day as well. So very excited about that. Great. Awesome job. Great job, Bubba. We'll see what he does. with the challenges of Road America. Obviously, he surprised me a little bit at COTA. We'll see what he does there. Here, when this podcast comes out, it will be race day. But we'll see how he does there at Road America. Ryan Blaney, 6. He was in trouble. And there's a lot of guys that were in trouble. Kyle Busch, Ryan Blaney was one of those guys as well. Blaney, he was in trouble. For sure, a lot of news on his crew chief, Ty Gordon, here in a moment. Alex Bowman wrapped up a great Pocono weekend with, backed up his win with a 7th place finish. He was leading there for quite a bit there. Would have been interesting there if he had played the refuse strategy right. Obviously, that did not happen. How about this? JTG Doherty Racing with Ryan Priest. Priest finishing 8th. If I'm not mistaken, that might be his first top 10 finish of the year. For that team. That's big for them. For Ryan Priest there. Of course, getting extra track time the last couple weeks there. Obviously, remember he had that big time upset win in the truck series 2 weeks ago. And backed that up. He was in the trucks over the weekend at Pocono this time. And backed it up with another top 10 run. So, that's trickulating a little bit. Tyler Reddick, one of those bubble drivers. 9th. And I'm going to save, even though, yes, the special guest episode, ladies and gentlemen, will be coming out Tuesday night. This upcoming Tuesday, I'm going to be talking about the bubble more on that podcast right before our special guest comes on. So I'm definitely, like I said at the top of the podcast here, very excited to have a new guest on the podcast. And I've been tracking this. I've been starting to follow this guest a little bit more, so I'm definitely excited. I'm definitely excited to have you guys hop on, download this podcast, and listen to that guest. See what I'm doing there? I'm just leaving it out there, leaving that finish out there to dry. And Joey Logano finished 10th there to wrap up the top 10 there as well. Kind of some notables here. Martin Truex Jr., he won stage 1. He finished 11th in here in this thing here. Had a good run there. Obviously, I thought he was in trouble too. I thought all the Joe Gibbs cars were in trouble there, but results in a better finish than it has been for that team. And definitely looking for something big out of that 19 this weekend at Road America. Very good looking Bass Pro Shops American-ish looking paid scheme right there. I'm looking forward to seeing that hit the track later on. William Byron was up front. And I thought for sure William Byron to keep that Hendrick streak alive. Obviously, that did not happen for him. 12th, skipping down here to Denny Hamlin. 14th, Daniel Suarez. Another solid top 15 for him for Trackhouse. There, let's see, going down the line here. Kurt Busch. Boy, he lost a few points. 20th there. It's going down the line here. Ross Chastain, 26th. Chase Elliott. The biggest loser, I think for me, the biggest loser coming out of this race. He was set up perfectly. And then got a little too cute. Because I know he's done this multiple times now. Where he goes down pit road, fakes it out, and stays out. Well, he went too fast and he had to restart P2, where he had opportunity. Like I said, we want him back to the podcast. He had a chance to start P1, restart P1. Well, that did not happen there. He had to start P2, and everything went to you know what after that for that team there. But again, when there's a Martin Truex Jr. signing on the road course, got to find Chase Elliott in there as well. So Chase Elliott, I read on one of the articles early today on NASCAR on NBC website that he's looking forward to putting on the show. And you know why not? This has got this dude's a top dog right now. But even though Kyle Larson though has something to say about it at Watkins Glen though, I still think Chase Elliott's a top dog when it comes to road courses, and that is again saying something. Even though yes, my favorite driver is definitely right up there. And these could flip flop either way. But yeah, Chase Elliott definitely is going to be looking out to show out, and this is a good opportunity to do that in the Road American race. Anthony Alfredo had a rough weekend at Pocono. He ended up finishing in the 34th spot in part two there, as well as Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finishing shotgun in the field, 38th position right there. Like I said, I'm going to save that bubble talk there for our next episode right there, even though we're already going to know. I mean, it hasn't happened yet. After recording this podcast, folks, has it happened? Hasn't yet. Hornets podcast, but we're gonna know. Things could get really interesting, especially with road course strategy and whatnot. And I'm definitely interested to see coming out of this race for Road America, obviously with the Cup Series, which is on NBC National Network. There, 1:30 Central Time, 2:30 Eastern Time. The Jockey Made in America 250, presented by Kiwi Trip. When this comes out, it'll be race day, obviously, July 3rd. Not July 3rd, that's wrong. July 4th. Yes, July 4th. July 3rd is when Cup Boys are going to hit the track with practice. And then on that same day, the following day, Sunday morning, we'll be qualifying at 10:05 Central Time here where I'm living at in Manhattan, Kansas. You can do the math, Eastern Time. And then a couple hours later, the green flag drops. The Cup debut at Road America. I'm pumped up for that race, ladies and gentlemen. So that's kind of a look at that, at a smaller recap here in the 3Y NASCAR podcast with yours truly, EG3, in the building, folks. All right, so flipping the skip now, I've mentioned news heavy. Woo! Got a lot to share on this news thing, and obviously, I mentioned this a little earlier, I'm going to throw this in now while I'm thinking about it. Alvin Kamara got hired by NASCAR. Obviously, he's the running back for the New Orleans Saints. And yes, we might be on opposite sides when it comes to the NFC South, but he's in the midst of doing some big things in where he's at right now. NASCAR, obviously, trying to build that side of it up as well. So I'll go more in depth on it later on. And maybe, who knows, maybe I might be reaching out to him. That's been something I've been kind of been pondering about that as well. Being me, him, a lot of others, minorities, Daniel Suarez, it goes on and on. So I've definitely been thinking about that as well. So, and obviously the request for Crush Boy continues. Obviously, that's, for those of you not on Twitter, that's Bernard Pollard, who's officially an Alex Bowman fan. That's been kind of funny to follow that as well. So we know he's got a strong presence on iRacing, and I might do a little bit of campaigning here in the near future for that. I know, shout out Kim Stevens on the 3Y podcast, EG3, shout out, part of the Truex Nation group, big group there that I'm part of on Twitter. She wanna. I credit her for doing that. I credit her for starting that. So I've been partnering. Kim, I've been thinking about that. Whenever I have some spare time, we're dealing with a lot of transition stuff right now, family stuff right now. But yeah, I've been thinking about that show. Definitely, we'll see if I can get something going, or you can continue to do it. But I'll definitely have to reach out to her and on that more. But definitely that's been on my mind. Alpha Kamara, that's been that part of the plan as well. Hopefully, so you know, big things they on that front as well. So very excited to see which direction this goes from here. Definitely, it all started really with Ryan Vargas. He reached out to Alvin Kamara during Homestead Miami series a weekend. And those two reached out there, and sad news there. While I'm bringing this up with Ryan Vargas, lost, I think it was his car chief last weekend, not mistaken, as well as a very emotional interview there with Ryan last weekend. So definitely keep the 16 Ryan Vargas Xfinity Series driver in your prayers continuing throughout July 4th weekend there as well. But yeah, that all started there, and I believe Alvin went to a race last year, and now all of a sudden, bam, he's right there up in the mix. Obviously, we know Bernard's right up in there, loud and proud, obviously doing his thing on iRacing as well. I'm continuing to do my thing with this podcast. Even before those guys, I was doing this podcast way back, and this thing started at Kansas State. So I'm still doing my thing, and who knows, maybe we could get both of them on the show at some point. So who knows? You never know what EG3 could pull out, that's for sure. So Alvin Kamara is doing that. Todd Gordon is going to be retiring at the end of the year. hanging it up. Obviously, when you think of Todd Gordon, obviously he's a champion crew chief. Can't remember what it was now. 2018 or 2017. I want to say 2017, but I could be wrong on that. But anyways, obviously a crew chief champion with Joey Logano doing his thing still with Ryan Blaney there. As well, he announced this on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio back on Monday. He will retire. He will be stepping down, retiring at the end of the year. And he went on to say, it's just one of those things that you look at any life, and there are several chapters in it, he said, and then continuing on, quote, it's been an awesome run here at Team Penske. Really, really happy and fortunate to have the opportunities that I've had here. But when you look at it going forward, this is my 23rd year down here in NASCAR and 10 years in the Cup Series, and just made a family decision that this will be my last year sitting on top of the pit box. Obviously, Gordon, the Atlanta winner, Ryan Blaney still in the win there for Kyle Larson. We go back to Atlanta, I believe, I want to say next week. I'm not sure now, but I know we got New Hampshire and Atlanta coming up, and then there's that 2-week break there with the Olympics coming up, and boy, oh boy, woo-wee. A lot of news, a big stunner in the Olympics there as well, which leads kind of listens. Actually, I'm going to break this in here real quick. EG3 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast.
You're listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3.
Eddie Greer III, EG3 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast continues here in Manhattan, Kansas here. As I'm recording this on Friday, July 2nd, this will be out half hour before the green flag drops at Road America for the Cup Series debut, which has been very, what is that? So if you hear, let me see, I'm gonna see Trace hear something for a second. But anyways, I'll get that figured out afterwards. But anyways, here on the show, you're talking about, let me get back myself on track here. Okay, so I spilled the beans on big shocker, and I didn't exactly drop it, but Olympics. But going back to NASCAR here real quick here, obviously before I hand out my EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week here. And before I do that, obviously, we're going to end on that news. But before I do that here, obviously, already mentioned the Cup Series already. Let's see, the Xfinity Series will be racing tomorrow. Like, I'm recording this podcast on Friday. It will be tomorrow, Saturday, July 3rd, World America, the Henry 180, 45-lap schedule there that starts at 1:30 Central Time. That's 2:30 Eastern Time. NBC will have both races there as well. So, looking forward at that as well. So, but okay. Now, folks, biggest news. And maybe it's probably up there. Maybe the stunner of 2021. Chip Ganassi Racing. And this was already talks. Talks were in the making without nobody rumoring it. I mean, we know about Brad Keselowski. And I'm not making a big deal about it. I'm just pointing that out there because nowadays with Twitter and all that, with all the sources and all that, you know, they'll tweet it out first before the actual news actually gets out. We knew about Keselowski doing the whole owner-driver thing before that was official, kind of a couple weeks ago with all that. But this news here, this goes straight to the top of the charts here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 right here. Chip Ganassi Racing, at the end of the year, will be selling his entire operations to Trackhouse Racing. Woo! Woo! Trackhouse Racing. How about that? Unbelievable. Who saw that coming? Nobody. You told me. Tell me straight in the face. You tell me that Chip Ganassi will sell his assets, or at least his Cup's assets anyways. He's still going to be involved with IndyCar, from what I've read from multiple articles. He's still going to be involved with that, but this is big right here. All Cup operations, folks, he will not be owner of. This will be handed over to Justin Marks, Pitbull, and that whole operation. Woo-wee! I know that Trackhouse Racing, obviously, I mean, when it comes to new teams so far this year, I will put Trackhouse Racing outdoing 2311 Racing right now. There we go. That was that noise. Anyways, so if you hear a little noise there, that was not me. So that was a little weird. But anyways, getting really little sidetrack here towards the end of the show. But yeah, this right here, yeah, I'm ending it with this news. I mean, they both talked about this. I mean, this was hit under the radar when Trackhouse Racing tweeted out, "We got some big news coming." Like, oh damn, what this about? Because I kind of already knew that we know about 2311 Racing, right? The talks months ago started. They wanted to add a second team, right? So I was already thinking that, you know, okay, well, they're gonna add a second team, aren't they? Right? So, okay, they're gonna do all that. So, and then next thing, this was at work. So I didn't get a text until this was probably after one of my afternoon deliveries on the road. Yeah, I didn't get a text, and I had to look. It's like, what just happened? So yeah, folks. So I'm not gonna go into too big a deal on this, but this is huge. This is huge going forward. For Trackhouse Racing, you're talking about. There are a lot of people who are on board with this team. Obviously, Daniel Suarez. This team has overperformed, in my opinion. I thought this team wasn't gonna do shit. Let's call it what it is. I thought they were gonna do shit whatsoever. Obviously, Daniel Suarez been bouncing around in the Cup Series from here to there. I mean, what else is gonna do? That's my laptop. Obviously, making that noise. Figure that out. So he's doing that. So, but the performances this year, you know, we're about to go to some of these tracks for a second time. I'm definitely gonna be interested in what this team is going to do. And now, Justin Marks, Chip Ganassi, they already got that relationship when Marks drove for Chip Ganassi in the Xfinity Series. And you can probably even go back to the Sports Car Series as well. So, I mean, woo, this is big. And now, I mean, I already knew they were going to kind of add a second team. Well, that's going to be right there in the mix now. You have all these cup operations now. And with the Kurt Busch to 2311 Racing kind of floating out there. That's been floating out there for weeks. Now, you wonder who's going to be in that second car. Obviously, what does that do with Ross Chastain? Now, I mean, all sides would at least with Justin Marks, the Ross Chastain deal, I think he stays there. I think he stays there. But with a team change now, I think he's going to be that second guy. I mean, my guess were to be, now it could be wrong, obviously, but we know where Keselowski's going. And Kurt Busch is floating out there. He could possibly be that second car, that second driver for that second team for 2311 Racing for Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin, Justin Marks, Pit Bull. They have really, like I said, I'm definitely really interested in seeing what the future holds. Not just for the rest of the year, because this team's competitive. There's no question about that. They're competitive. They're right there with some of the big boys in the sport. And now you hand over basically a lot of the or all the operations for Chip Ganassi Racing. There's no telling where this could possibly lead to down the road. And like I said, Daniel Suarez, I believe he has some experience at Road America before. If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong on that. But going back, that's laps there on that track. So that's big there. So he could be a player in this. And there's no question about he could be a spoiler when it comes to this bubble. Again, I'm going to explain the bubble picture on the next episode of 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EDG3. So this is why this episode is going to be a little bit shorter, because the next episode, I think it's going to go right down to the max as far as time goes. But, you got to be, obviously, Kyle Larson wrote a letter about Chip Ganassi, good things about Chip Ganassi earlier this week as well, thanking him for the opportunity. They're obviously, you know, we all know what happened last year, but Larson's out there doing his thing, not only on Sundays, but throughout the rest of the week, just continuing, time after time, to do things as well. But you just got to give credit what's due, man. You got to give credit what's due. I did not see this coming. I did not see this coming whatsoever, and nobody tweeted it. I mean, that's the fabulous thing about it. Nobody rumored it. Nobody. This was kept under wraps. Beautifully. I give props to both Chip Ganassi and Justin Marks both for doing an amazing job, and this was an absolute stunning announcement there. So at the end of the year, Chip Ganassi will hand over the operations to Justin Marks, pretty much, and Trackhouse Racing is going to expand. I kind of already suspected that, but the news that they're going to be actually taking over that whole entire cup operation, I got to tell you, man, that's just going to be going up another level there over that Trackhouse Racing. I've been impressed with them. I mean, not taking any away, obviously, from the Michael Jordan squad there, but I mean, I'm hoping that Bubba can continue to build on that and continue to grind, get better. But damn, this Trackhouse Racing, this has got a lot more interesting, folks. So definitely the biggest news probably this season right here, and maybe even more probably, you know, the Michael McDowell upset at Daytona, the Daytona 500. There's been some big moments, but at right now, we're in the 2nd of July. This right here, Trackhouse Racing, just rocketed to the top of the board in the most stunning news of the year when it comes down to this. But you know, we'll see what happens going forward there. But congratulations to Justin Marks, and he's definitely looking forward to next year, obviously, but he still got unfinished business. Both sides got unfinished business for this year, obviously. Trackhouse Racing trying to pop the bubble in the Cup Series, trying to get themselves into the NASCAR playoffs, while Ganassi Racing also trying to get themselves in the playoffs before Pocono. Kurt Busch, I said he was out pre-Pocono, but he was in after that first race at Pocono. Like I said, I want to save that for next edition of the podcast. But both cars, as of now, I believe, I want to say, yeah, Kurt Busch took a hit, finished 20th. Ross Chastain had a rough weekend. I'm going to go on a limb and say they're both out right now. But still out. And Kurt Busch has put himself right there in position. Chris Buescher, he had a back and forth weekend himself too. So, man, look, it's going to get interesting in this Road America weekend. This could really shake some things up. And I talked a lot about strategy today on this podcast. Obviously, this could get even more interesting. So we'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward with that. And again, a lot more to come on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, because both of these organizations, when you put them aside right now, they're fighting to get in to the NASCAR playoffs. Eddie Greer III. This is the 3Y NASCAR podcast, closing it out here with the EG3 helmet sticker of the week. I'm trying to think, was there a 3? I'm sure there was somewhere, but there was a 3Y moment there. Obviously, it wasn't actually on the track. I'm going to give it to Kyle Busch for just a wacky sequence of events there. I thought he was done. This dude's done. Then the caution comes out, and everything played out, and then the decision to come back in to top off while being stuck in fourth gear, they never got it out. Kyle Busch gets another win and catapults himself, so gets some more playoff points. I believe he said if the playoffs were to start this weekend, he sits third in the overall playoff standings right now. He will be the third seed in the postseason as well. But yeah, huge. And like I said, he's been leading the dog right now. So, and I still think he is. So he's leading that brigade right now. So we'll see what he does in Road America here coming up later on today when this podcast comes out on Sunday, which will be race day. So we'll see what he does. And really, the rest of that Joe Gibbs brigade can see if they can knock out Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott over there at Road America. Helmet stickers. And like I said, I don't have my tire set up with me. So I already gave Kyle Busch the 3-wide move of the weekend there. Wasn't actually 3-wide pass, but the decisions there to come back down, definitely won it for him, so he gets it. But honorable mentions here on the podcast here real quick. Obviously, John Nemechek, he's up in there as well here. The Xfinity Series, Austin Center. You got him continuing. These two drivers continuing to be dominant. It's gonna be interesting to see what he does. What he continues to do as we move on here into 2021 as well. A shout out, Josh Berry, 3Y nominee right there. So he's up in there as well. And if I can go back here to the trucks here real quick. And by the way, here. Obviously, next Friday, I almost left this out. Next Friday, Knoxville Raceway will be home to the Camping World Truck Series. They're going to be doing battle over there, 200 laps. Knoxville Raceway, prime time next Friday night. Oh boy, it's going to be an all time of the night. FS1, MRM has coverage of that. Definitely excited for that race there. And we'll see who will stop John Hunter Nemechek there at Knoxville Raceway as well. And a couple of nominees out of here to lead up to the EG3 helmet sticker of the week here. Ty Gilliland continuing to roll this summer. Another top 10 finish for him. EG3 helmet sticker nominee as well. And obviously, down here, I'm going to give another one to Zane Smith. Zane Smith's been racking up some plot points as a late as well. Still yet to win in 2021, but he's still going to get a EG3 helmet sticker nominee of the week as well. Which leads, finally, folks, to the ultimate EG3 helmet sticker of the week. And I'm going to leave you with this, folks. Talked about him earlier on the show. He's already got one this year, obviously. No other than Ty Gibbs. Ty Gibbs is in the 81. I might have mentioned that already. I thought I did, anyways. So, definitely, he's the dude's got something to prove, and he's going to be somebody to keep an eye on here. Yes, he's not in the 54, and actually, by the time this podcast's out, we're going to know who won that race, Xfinity race. So this is going to be kind of a pass, but I'm going to go roll with it anyways. But definitely something to keep your eyes on. Ty Gibbs in the 81. Kyle Busch is in the Xfinity field. So after winning 100, by the time this podcast comes out, on race day, on cut race day, we'll know if he won 101 or not, for sure. But Ty Gibbs, second EG3 helmet sticker of 2021 on his podcast this season. And a good note, and he's got 2 wins already this year, and he gets a second EG3 helmet sticker of the week. So we'll see what happens. July 4th weekend, Road America Xfinity Cup Series, baby. And ladies and gentlemen, folks, this episode will be out on Cup race day, the Cup debut at Road America. Can't wait for that to go down. And obviously, I'm promoting my next episode of the podcast, which will be recorded later on tonight, which will be out Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday night. Oh boy, I cannot wait. I'm excited to have that guest on the podcast. But congratulations to the winners this weekend, from this past weekend actually. John Nemechek, Austin Shindrick, Kyle Busch, your winners at Pocono weekend this last weekend. And we will be back obviously with Tuesday, and I will be talking to you again next weekend. But enjoy July 4th weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. And we'll talk to you in the next edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Again, you know where to do it. Tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Eddie Greer III signing out. Joy, July 4th weekend. Happy birthday, America.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 wide.